Title, update to, a lifeline amidst turbulent times. California lawmakers approve emergency loans for struggling hospitals. Content, what is new? Department of Healthcare Access and Information, HCAI, posted a draft methodology for evaluating applications for the Distressed Hospital Loan Program, and is surveying California hospitals to assess interest in the loan program. Why it matters, hospitals considering participation in the loan program can begin evaluating the information that HCAI may use to evaluate loan awards and should consider participating in the HCAI survey. More details. This post provides further updates to Shepard Mullen's previous posts dated May 10, 2023 and May 19, 2023 regarding Assembly Bill 112, AB 112, which created the loan program. As outlined in those previous posts, the loan program aims to provide critical financial relief for qualified hospitals across the state of California. Recent events, since AB 112 became law on May 15, 2023, HCAI and the California Health Facilities Financing Authority, CHFFA, have taken several steps to meet the requirements of AB 112. May 16, 2023, HCAI began surveying California hospitals. The surveys aim to assess interest in loan program participation and demand for loans from the loan program. May 23, 2023, HCAI posted a draft methodology for evaluating loan program applications and hosted a webinar for feedback on the draft methodology. The draft methodology, which is outlined below, is subject to change based on the ongoing stakeholder feedback. The draft evaluation methodology and webinar slides can be found at Distressed Hospital Loan Program, HCAI. May 25, 2023, CHFFA approved loan administration. June 2023, the following are expected to occur this month. CHFFA will hold an informational webinar about the loan program for interested applicants, and loan applications will be made available. Analysis of the draft methodology. On May 23, 2023, HCAI clarified its evaluation process for determining the eligibility criteria of hospitals to receive funding under the loan program by publishing a draft methodology. The evaluation methodology consists of four key criteria: 1. Liquidity, 2. Profit/loss analysis, 3. Turnaround plan, and 4. Community need. Applicants will be reviewed on a points system, with HCAI awarding higher points for hospitals that show a more significant need and community impact. Liquidity. HCAI expects to evaluate the applicant's liquidity by evaluating its days cash on hand, current ratio, and access to working capital. Days cash on hand. A hospital's days cash on hand indicates how many days the hospital has before it depletes all its working capital needed for operations, services, and employee payments. HCAI expects to award more points to applicants with a lesser ability to sustain operations. Current ratio. The current ratio is intended to be a financial metric used to assess a hospital's ability to pay its short-term financial obligations. HCAI expects to calculate the current ratio by dividing a hospital's current assets by its current liabilities. HCAI expects to award more points to applicants with lower current ratios, i.e., greater difficulty in meeting short-term obligations. Access to working capital. HCAI expects to measure a hospital's access to working capital by determining whether a hospital has attempted to secure lines of credit or other working capital financing, whether the hospital was successful in obtaining the alternative financing, and the economic viability of terms offered on such financing. HCAI expects to award more points to applicants with fewer financial alternatives and fewer points to applicants with greater access to unutilized working capital financing or to applicants that have not attempted to obtain such financing. Profit/loss analysis. HCAI expects to consider a hospital's financial performance and general profitability by examining its operating margin and the impact of operating loss on liquidity. Operating margin. The hospital's operating margin will be evaluated by considering operating and net losses and comparing the operating margin for the last audited financial statement and the operating margin for the current year-to-date financial statements. More points will be awarded to applicants where the operating margin for both periods is negative, fewer points if one period was positive and one was negative, and even fewer points if the margin FO.